It's PTBOtoday.ca's Peterborough County Federation of Agriculture Seeds of Success, fueled by Kubota. This week, we're looking at crop farming, powered by Callahan Farm Supply. Our very own Paul Rellinger caught up with Tim Webster of Springdale Farms in Little Britain.
So, Tim, Springdale Farms, we don't know much about your operation. Maybe a good place to start is tell us a little bit about the farm, and I understand it's a generational farm.
Yep. So we're right in Little Britain here. I'd be sixth generation on the farm. My folks still have the original deed from the crown for the farm. So that's kind of neat. So long time people in Little Britain area. And so we traditionally were a mixed farm, but about 10 plus years ago, we got out of the beef industry and focused mostly on grain farm. So we grow corn, soybeans, some food grade beans, and do custom work for other kind of aged farmers, I guess. So it keeps them in the business and gets a little bit extra work for our machines too. So that's kind of nice.
When we look at crop farming in general, you've been doing this a long time. Your family obviously has been doing it, seems forever. Are there new challenges always around on the horizon, or are there some things that are constant year after year after year? Obviously, you know, what you do is very dependent on the weather and you can't really control that, I suppose.
No, like we seem to like this past last couple of years getting like larger weather events. Like you don't get like a gentle all day rain. There'll be, you know, like a big 2-inch shot of rain. I don't know, like Toronto, the DVP got flooded a couple times. So, which there isn't much you can do about that. You try and leave lots of like residue on the fields and build soil health to make it resilient to take those large weather events. But, you know, farming's a global thing right now. Like all the grain commodities are traded on the Chicago Board of Trade. So something happens in China and all of a sudden, like the grain, like soybean price could move 30 or 40 cents, like big swings now, where 20 years ago, if it moved 5 cents in a day, that was a big day. Where now, like all these worldwide events kind of contribute to market volatility. And, you know, we're still targeted with very high fertilizer prices right now because we have those fertilizer tariffs on from Russia fertilizer, where no, like the States don't have a tariff. Other parts of the world don't have a tariff. And that's, you know, 30%, which means the price of our fertilizer is a lot more. And we don't, that's just margin that we lose, right?
And the stuff that kind of keeps you up at night, I'm sure. When we look at where you ship your product or who your markets are, is it going all over, or is there a specific area?
So a lot of our wheat, some will go into the Quebec feed market for chicken farms and stuff like that. Some goes into Mississauga, like to Arden Mills for flour. A bunch of our soybeans goes to Hensel to then go over to Asia for the food grade tofu market, and the corn's basically for the local ethanol or feed market. So a little bit, some of our beans will go out through Hamilton through the port on a boat. So every time you hear about a rail strike or a port strike, you kind of make sure you have enough sold, because market really tanks after that, because there's basically nowhere for it to go, right? So,
you know, it's nice to talk to someone who's you know, again, working a generational farm, because we're losing those, right? And you're carrying on a tradition. So thank you.
Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
If you want to find out more about crop farming, you're invited to the Peterborough Farmers Market, where you can find products every Saturday from 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Morrow Park.